again to the one and only
Flower Files Podcast. As I was saying that, I wanted to do a different intro, and that's what I came up with. Today, we are going to talk about the infamous candles, and we're just kind of going to take our time, and we're going to actually link it back to a once-was-thought-of blog post to a article catalog guide on candles, because I'm sure you can find it somewhere, somehow online, but we're going to give it to you, but you have to find it on the website. So it's going to be free. We're just going to have it as a collective, like, link thing for you guys. We have so much information about wax and candles and what to do and how to do them. So we're actually going to go through the candles catalog and kind of just talk amongst ourselves about what's going on with all the candles. Why are they important? What's the big deal? Why is light so expensive? the first one is just the intro. What's it about? What's the big deal? But the biggest point I think that we always talk to customers about, and what you guys sometimes don't think of, is what are the venue's rules? Like, who, like Hazelwood in Pennsylvania, they do not allow any type of unopened flames.
Uncovered?
There you go. Uncovered flame candle, which is understandable because they're a barn and things catch on fire. Outside is a little bit different, clearly, unless you have crazy amounts of wind. But, Mom, because you talk to venue people and customers, what do you run into?
There's a lot of logistics behind it. You know, each venue has their own process. Each venue has their own rule.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them allow taper candles. Some of them allow votive candles. Some of them allow a combination. Most of the time, they do have to be enclosed in some form of chimney or glass.
Which is more expensive.
It is, because there's a lot more logistics to it. You know, you have the actual glass, you have the little stand thing that you stick it in.
The holders, the votive holders.
Yes. You actually have the
taper
itself.
Yeah, the tapers.
And people ask, like, oh gosh, why are they so expensive? Because when the night is over and everything is done, we gotta scrub all that wax and that burn and all of that stuff out of there.
With our microfiber towels.
Mm-hmm.
That
works
wash
the best.
And clean
for
and
sure.
Dry.
Mm-hmm. For sure, for sure.
Yeah. And I feel like they, like, candles give off a vibe.
100%.
Like, and each specific candle gives off a vibe.
100%.
But yeah, with venues, you've got to check with your people. You have to check, especially if you're inside. Tapers, the next best thing for candles. I feel like that's a good, like, when I think of tapers, I think of Harry Potter. I think of Bridgerton. I think of
the fancy, like, tapered candles that people can, like, peel and twirl them.
Yep.
And they're colorful and pretty and, yeah.
No, they're broken. No, the best taper candle ever is Lumiere.
Yeah.
Oh, true. Yeah.
From Beauty and the Beast. But there's so many different things that you can do with tapers. Well, the holders, for one, are infinite in itself. You've got gold, silver, your typical, like, colonial, vintage, la, like, shiny stuff that actually gets dirty very fast.
Mm-hmm.
You
have pewter, you have wood, you have, I feel like,
little
the
short,
holder itself,
like, glass
sets the tone.
Oh, yeah,
you
totally.
Have short ones, you can have the long candle.
What are the what are the one? Is it a candelabra?
Where it has multiples on there?
Yeah.
Yeah, candelabra.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what Lumiere is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. See? And we haven't worked with them yet. I have wanted to work with them because they're
like, we haven't worked with Lumiere. How do we do that?
Yeah. But they're expensive. Like, yeah. That's an expensive piece. Unless you find it in, like, Goodwill. And it's more than likely going to be dirty, and you might have to spray paint it again,
mm-hmm.
or just spray paint over it.
Or
like
Brasso.
Like, yeah,
you can,
like,
paint some of that stuff off.
They
really well.
get pretty tricky to find. And if they're rented, huh, you might as well buy it at that point.
Yeah.
Like, you just, it's part of it. And they're scented, scented taper candles. And those are some of the strongest candles I think I've ever smelled in my life.
Well,
like, you take them out of the box and you're like, oh my God, it smells like candy or like bubblegum, or it's so insanely sweet, like specifically the pink and purple ones, because we did a styled shoot at Hazelwood. She's like, oh yeah, the candles are scented. And you walked halfway across the room and the scented ones were in the corner and she had three. Mm-hmm. And the whole room just filled up with these candles. So imagine you have 50 of these taper candles that you've spent money on. Your whole entire, you might as well not wear perfume. You might as well smell it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's just, it's ridiculous.
You won't talk about a something that the guests are going to remember. It's not the food. It's not the music. It's going to be that smell.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. whenever we've been to weddings, you remember the food, the weather, and if the music was good. Like, in reality, like, if people, if you don't know, unless you're, if you have a different class of people and only have, you know, you get different perspectives and it just, it's a lot. Candles can be a lot. The next one that we always work with pretty decently enough are floating candles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They've been huge this year.
Yeah. And the amount of time that it takes to set them up.
Well, and let's clarify, floating is not like suspended from the ceiling floating. These
no,
are
not Harry Potter.
Cylinders, no. These are cylinders with water. They're a disc-shaped candle.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty flat. They're about 4 or 5 inches wide.
Mm-hmm. They come in a variety of widths.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And colors, too.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And they're, I mean, they're beautiful. Anything with water involved, well, you've hit all your five senses.
That's true.
Like, you hit your sight, like, or the senses, or your elements, sorry. You got your florals with the earth, you've got your candles with the fire, you've got your
water.
Yeah, water with that. You've got movement in it, because sometimes you have bubbles in it from filling them up in the sink. You know, you create a different feel when you have that.
So we did a wedding where the bride wanted things suspended in the water and trying to make sure
you and I actually set that up.
They were not floating or pushing things out or any of that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. That's
and at three separate sizes.
Yeah.
So I was like, let's cut the Ruscus and you have three different sizes to fit into three different sized candles, because the stem can't be long enough to push up the candle to make it tip over to make the flame go out.
And you could never use something that is going to change the color of the water. Imagine using celosia.
Oh yeah.
That immediately changes the color of the water. So you have to be pink. Really, really careful with whatever you submerge that it's also not going to get gross.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a lot. They come for the cart that day. Yeah. So the next question, can you combine the types of candles?
100%, yes. 100%. We often
please do.
It adds a different textural element. It adds a different elegance. Mm-hmm. You can have, you know, pillars. You can have tapers. You can have votives. You can have floaters.
Candelabras.
All of the things. And it tells a story.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, the one picture I'm looking at here, it was a pink and white and like greenery kind of wedding. She just wanted tapers, but her cylinders were short, but her candles were beautiful. But she wanted different shades of pink of taper candles.
Mm-hmm.
That was what you and I did. And she had her vases were doubled. So I think she had like 14 vases mm-hmm. per farm table, mm-hmm. which is beautiful. Loved it. It's definitely more full with still being like minimal.
Yeah, with scattered vases.
Yeah.
Little scattered vases.
Yeah. And then I'm looking at Sammy's. She had 1, 2, 3, 4. She had 5 different kinds of candles.
Mm-hmm.
She had little square gold votives. She had round, and the square ones were speckled. Her round gold votives were just flat gold, like glass. She had little teeny, like, fishbowl floaters, which were, they're so adorable. And then she had a couple floaters down the center. And then she had, like, a larger size of a different design with speckled on them. So she had she had five different kinds of candles on there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was pretty cool.
It was very romantic.
Yeah, it was so really, really romantic. Cool. And especially in a big place, like, sometimes you don't realize how much one little flame can give off so much light.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like, and it's warm light.
Yeah.
So warm.
Yeah.
It's welcoming.
Mm-hmm. It's more natural. Not that, oh, and battery-powered candles.
Mm-hmm.
Wurzel doesn't allow for real flames.
Well, their barn is very, very old. It's historic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's going to be horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
So that way you still have that look. And there are a lot of different battery operated that actually last and look good and flicker. I mean, there's a lot of different things you can use that actually.
The science of battery powered candles has come a long way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even some like the little votive guys, like they have to be battery powered.
Yeah.
And then we hear the bride, she's like, yeah, I put all the batteries in all the candles. And I was like, oh my god, that's a lot of batteries. Like those little teeny tiny silver, like key batteries you've got to put in there. No thanks. I'll find it.
They're called button batteries.
Oh my god. So the next thing, burn time.
Burn time is influenced by the quality of the candle.
Yeah.
So it's not just the length of the candle. Yes, that definitely has an impact, but you could have a super cheap taper candle that is going to burn and drop wax and be all
smoke everywhere.
Yeah, be a mess. Or a really good high quality. It's about the wick and about the quality of the wax itself.
The soy candles are really good.
And they're really, really clean.
Mm-hmm.
Really clean.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's interesting to see, like, when we get stuff back, like, because we have our candles rented,
mm-hmm.
our tables we get back, and we've been able to figure out ways to donate them for wax and projects and things like that. But seeing how the different candles burn, like, the good ones, they just burn down. The cheap ones burn, like,
everywhere.
Off. Like, they dribble off of each other.
Yeah, it's gross.
Like, the two candles that you have in the dining room from Williamsburg. We've had them for how many years? Like, how many times have we let them for Thanksgiving dinner? They're finally getting a little short. They're a little short this year. They were a little bit longer last year. But it was...
They also don't sputter. That's another
thing.
No, they don't,
like, spack. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Spark.
Yeah.
My God, I can't speak tonight.
Spack.
Yeah. You get the idea. But yeah, it's a lot. And if you have big, tall, like, pillar candles in glassware, like the thick candles, not just with a holder, but like the thick ones, they burn for a long time.
Yeah, the trick is getting those suckers out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So,
one tip that I will share is make sure that when you are renting your pillar candle bases, that you have very clear direction from the rental company if the candle is included. We set up a wedding. We had everything all set up. They asked us to help with the candles. Not a problem. Because sometimes, realistically, it's a pain in the ass getting the plastic off the candles if they're shipped with that plastic on them.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes a lot of time. But she had all of her pillar bottoms. None of the candles were there. Not a single candle, because it wasn't included as part of the rental. So... thank God we were close by that day. We quick raced home and had a whole bunch of things that were close to pillars.
Yeah.
But we were able to make it work for her.
She didn't notice until we told her.
Like, wildly native coming in clutch.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that was yikes.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that wasn't even like that wasn't part of our contract. That was something that they had rented and brought in. And they were running a little behind, and they were like, oh my gosh, can you help? And we were like, yeah, sure. We don't mind. And I was like, just hand us the candles. And I'm like, what? I was like, well, these are the bases. Where's the tops?
Yeah.
So that's one of those little tiny detail things that when you're like, do I need a planner? Yes.
Yeah.
A planner would have caught that.
Yeah, definitely. So the next, or I guess the last thing on the, on the catalog specifically, is how do we reuse them? We honestly just take them to art classes. I don't know if you guys have heard of it, but there's a certain kind of art project that's called batiking. It's hot wax and it's colored, and you have paintbrushes and you've got to work quickly because the wax dries. It's like a whole thing. I remember I did it in high school with my art teacher, but you know, we've found ways to
reuse them.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you think about thousands of weddings and thousands of candles.
Those poor bees.
Oh my gosh. That are just thrown away. Mm-hmm. I am the environmental person. I totally get that. But it really bothered me the one day I was looking because we had them in a bin. I was like, what are we going to do with this? So I tried to find a place to recycle them. We are in a rural area, so it wasn't super easy. And then the cost of shipping them, they're heavy. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this just doesn't make sense from a financial standpoint. So we started to really look. And then I started to really dig into if we did want to recycle them, you know, we collect them for a year and we take a field trip somewhere and maybe we deliver them. But then it was, we had to sort them by the different kinds where the wax included, like what kind of wax was it? So it got to be this cumbersome thing. And I was like, this is dumb. We're trying to do a good thing and it's a messy thing. So I actually commented on it and our local high school art teacher was the one who was like, oh my God, we never have enough wax. And I was like, girl, we got you. So there's a lot of different ways that you could still use them and help others with them. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Wax is expensive and people need it. And if you're going to have candles at your wedding, donate it to art schools because they need it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and some people were like, I mean, you can come up with lists of things that you can do with extra wax. And somebody was like, oh, you can make your own wax seals and all of that. I was like, I do not need another project.
No.
I was like, please do not give us another project to do. So, yeah, there's a lot of logistics behind candles. Mm-hmm. A lot of logistics behind them.
Yeah.
So many options, so many things to think about. Do places allow them? Do you want them scented? What color do you want? Not only what color candle do you want, what color holder do you want?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a lot of little pieces to it, and I'm sure Pinterest can be overwhelming sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and by the way, who's lighting them?
Sometimes it's the planner.
Most of the time, I think it's the planner.
Or us.
Yeah. And that's...
If we really like you.
One of the things that... that's one of the things that we have found, too, that... We always make sure when we drop the candles in, all of the wicks are standing up.
Yes.
Because I can't imagine, you know, think about the logistics of the table. You're leaning over people who are eating or something like that. No, no. We want it to be as efficient as possible.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. For sure.
All right. Well.
But if you want to know more, you can hop over to the website and sign up for our free candle guide for all the behind-the-scenes info to make your event absolutely magical.
This has been a very quick recap of candle use, candle guidelines, candle options, and I'm sure that you're wanting to hear and know more, so please go ahead and do that. It will give you all the information that you need.
Mm-hmm.
You can catch us at Wildly Native Flower Farm or The Flower Files on Instagram and Facebook. You can stream our podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever it is that you find your podcasts. And you can find us on www.wildlynativeflowerfarm.com. We will catch you next week.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, guys. Enjoy your candles.
This episode is lit.
Pretty much.
Bye.